Hey. Hey. Stop thinking so loud. Whoa. Look at you jump. Saw that from across the bar. Anyone would think you've never heard a thought before. Someone else's thoughts. Mine, matter of fact. Come on, keep it cool. We're in public. You spilt your beer all over yourself. Might want to attend to that. Lots of confusion in that skull of yours. Weird. Is this really your first time? I was walking by outside. Heard your head buzzing with power and bad juju. I just had to come by and say hello. And you definitely got some sort of gift. Almost nobody hears me this easily. You're not a telepath. That's a very specific denial. From the colour of your aura, I'd say you only just figured out what you could do, but come on. Don't be shy. I'll show you mine. Hey, stop looking around for me, trying to figure out who I am. You only have to ask. See the girl at the table by the door, opposite the dance floor? The impish little thing grinning at the drinks menu? That's me. No, stay there at the bar, don't come over. You're loud enough from there. I tell you, ordinary people are a din and a half. This bar sounds like a rock concert, but you? Your thoughts are like fireworks going off across a room. Beautiful, but let's keep our distance. Alright, that's mine. Now, show me yours. Come on, circus freak. Show me a magic trick. Telekinesis. You're a telekine? That's awesome. Those are so rare. Yeah, there are only a few dozen. Wait. How long have you known about this? Have you ever met another psychic before? Oh, you're practically a virgin. Only popped your cherry a few weeks ago, huh? Don't worry. I won't tell anyone. So are you still in your spoon-bending phase? What can you do? Come on, tell me. Better yet, show me. Me first? Okay. The blonde at the table to your right, drinking from a stein as tall as her head. She was checking you out. Thinks you're cute. Likes him young, apparently. Yes, that is her boyfriend sitting next to her. Shh. Okay, come on. Show me what you've got. Hey! I was reading that. Nice. Very nice. But put my menu down before somebody sees. All the way across the room. That's impressive. Range. Finesse. Those are actually harder than raw power. You could do with some practice, actually. Turn around a bit. Look towards the dance floor. It's still early, so this place isn't exactly a rave grave. But you see that buxom brunette? She's livelier than her friends. Trying to get them to do more than bob their heads to the music. Look at her ass. Feels like that skirt nicely, right? Fuck, I wish my ass would bounce like that. Give it a pinch for me, would you? Why not? I'm certainly not walking all the way over there to squeeze it myself. She probably won't even notice. What do you know? She noticed. She didn't look unhappy, though. Mostly confused now. But for a second, she was blushing the good kind of blush. How does it feel, squeezing a girl's ass with your mind? Is it like with your fingers sinking in as you apply more pressure? I love cupping butts, groping, pinching. Tell you what, let's trade. Brunette's friend has a rather nice rack, don't you think? I'm going to set up a little bridge between your mind and hers, nice and subtle. Are you feeling that? A little more heft on your chest? Your shirt suddenly too tight? Okay, now reach out with your mind and cup her tits. Don't be a pussy. I know exactly how much you want to. It's not like she'll mind. She won't even... There you go. Did you like that? Feeling yourself feeling your own breasts? It's a wonder we girls ever leave the house. Okay, I'll break the link now. Don't want you getting dysphoria. Look, I have a confession to make. It wasn't just your power that drew me in here. Certain thoughts and feelings are louder than others. Not just easier to pick up, but almost impossible to ignore. Anger, love, lust. Just sex in general. That's bad enough when you're in a bar full of horny singles looking to score. But with an active telekine in here. Yeah, I heard you. I heard you from across the street, ogling all the skirts and trying to psych yourself up to say hi to one. Your tipsy, horny musings are practically pounding in my skull, like sitting across the bar from a dozen jackhammers.
Fuck. Even the word jackhammer makes you think of fucking. And thus, I'm thinking of fucking.
I've been thinking of fucking for a while now, actually. Oh, your brain is blushing. There's no need to be embarrassed. Certainly not because you're broadcasting every filthy desire straight into the ether. That was what drew me into the bar, convinced me to say hi. Turn around. Look at me. Do you think I'm pretty?
Oh, you definitely do.
One look at my lips, making a half smile at you, and you're thinking of how they'd feel kissing your hard cock. Feeling my tongue swirl around you while I keep talking, interrupting, telling you exactly how much I'm enjoying your sensations. Yeah, I can see that you're getting hard. I can feel it myself, matter of fact. And it's driving me fucking crazy. No wonder men are such horny pigs if this is what it feels like to have a cock. Try and keep still, kid. Don't want anyone to notice that hard-on trying to bust your fly. Oops. Too late. The blonde, the one sitting with her boyfriend, she's very curious about those expressions you're making. Her brain's buzzing and popping, but yours is exploding, making me leak. You're going to fuck me, kid. And you're going to do it while she watches and smirks. You're going to do it without moving a muscle. Flex that brain of yours and feel your way into my pants.
Ah, gentle, gentle.
You can feel me now, can't you? Warm, wet, my thighs practically quivering against the seat. Almost like I've been soaking up all the arousal in the bar for the last 10 minutes, and yours most of all. Now, be soft. Don't push too hard, but can you feel inside my panties? So weird. I'm still wearing my clothes, still sitting still, but I can feel you brushing me, parting my lips, teasing my whole pussy. So weird. It's completely room temperature. No texture. But I can still feel you. Hey, can you do pulling as well as pushing? Suck. Just a little bit. Take my clit inside your grasp and just... Ah! Too hard. Too hard. Oh, okay, maybe that was just right. But it's getting hard to sit still like this. Can you grab me and push me up against the chair? Force my hands to the side. Fuck, you're strong. Got me pinned. It feels like leather straps. Soft. Bit strict. Listen, I'm taking on too much lust now. You and the blonde and everyone else burning through me at once. You're gonna have to help me avoid squirting all over this lovely establishment, okay? I'm gonna pass some of the extra lust over to you, so cross your legs and try not to moan like a little slut. Ready? Here we go. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you're going faster now. Sucking my clit. Curling those weird fucking psychic fingers up to my G-spot. Can you cut my breasts too? Like you did the girl on the dance floor. Mine aren't as big as hers, but... Thank you. Such a gentleman. You're almost falling out of your chair. You like feeling what I'm feeling? Don't touch yourself. And don't even think about trying to run for the bathroom. If you're going to make me soak my pants in front of everyone, I'm going to return that favour with interest. Fuck me. Fuck me properly. Oh, please. Go as deep as you want. Feel me like you've never felt a woman before. Oh, I want your mind inside me. I'm going inside you. Touching your pleasure centres. Grabbing that hot, throbbing cortex. And squeezing. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Gonna come in a crowded bar feeling like a slut. Don't lose focus. Not even when I fill your head with my moans. And squeeze my nipples hard as you like. Be rough. I don't... If you can get me to, that would be good. Because I'm about to. Your brain's lighting up. I can feel you coming. I can feel it boiling up and out. Yes, come, I'm there with you. Please come with me. Please. Please. That was... I'm really, really sorry. I didn't realise how much... I didn't think it would feel that good. Our orgasms might have spilled over a little. In more ways than one. It's not so bad, right? If you're not the only one who came in his pants, it's less embarrassing. I mean, sure, the blonde over there fell off a chair, but she'll be fine. The girls on the dance floor are already laughing it off, pretending they didn't just come together, while feeling their clits buzz in time with mine. The bartender... While his apron covers up most of the cum he just sprayed all over himself. Fuck me, that was incredible. You were incredible. Keeping your powers under control right until the last moment. But there's always room to just improve, understand? You barely know what it means to be a telekine. Not yet. So, come on. We've both come. I can stand to be a little closer to you for a while. Let's take a walk, find some change of clothes, or at least take these ones off. You've got plenty of talent, kid, but practice makes perfect.